on my Facebook right now, trying to figure out, can you mute people? Can you do that? It's just certain individuals. I can't, there's certain posts that I just don't want to see. I don't know what's more annoying, the super inspirational quotes or the, you know, like, here, look, this kid's dying of cancer. He needs likes. I don't know what's more, I don't know which one is more annoying. You know what? Shout out to Mish the Dish, host of the Ramble On podcast. She so eloquently broke down what she thinks are the most annoying posts on Facebook. I believe it was the inspirational ones, right? The inspirational quotes. Yeah, I'd probably have to say that. No, you know what? No, you know what? In my opinion, it would probably be, and I know I've mentioned this before, it'd probably have to be, it's the picture of like a movie scene, and it has the quotes up there that have nothing to do with that movie. Those are probably my most, those grind my gears, those. And then the selfies. You know what? Not even, you know, I could take a selfie. It's the shit you write in the description of it. Like, okay, I swear to God, yesterday, I see one, a selfie at the bottom. It just says, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. Mind you, she has on blue contacts. Like, this shit like that. It doesn't, oh God. But the reason I'm recording right now, I'm looking at one right now, all right? It's black, white words, white lettering. Let me read this. Because I've read it 5 times, and I'm still trying to, I'm trying to figure out what it means, all right? So here we go. I'm going to try to read this, all right? All right, here we go. You know how people buy drinks for girls in bars? Why can't people do that in bookstores? If someone walks up to a girl and strikes up a conversation by offering to buy a book for them, it's a lot better chance of that working out in their favor. First off, that whole sentence, paragraph, whatever, it comes off as sexist. Yeah, I said it. Because I'm not a feminist, all right? I'm a humanist, all right? Everybody should be equal. But you know how this offends me? It offends me. Let me read this again. You know how people buy drinks for girls in bars? What people exactly? Huh? What do you mean people? Don't you mean you know how guys buy drinks for girls in bars? Because, again, who else buys drinks for girls at bars? Please explain that to me. Please. And then the second sentence, why can't people do that in a bookstore? Why can't guys do that in a bookstore? So let's, okay. So is that what you want? Do you want drunk men in a bookstore now? That's what you want on a Friday night? At a Barnes & Noble's, that's what's popping right now. That's where the action is. Just for the record, a book has never gotten a guy some ass. A drink? Yeah. I'd say so. If someone walks up to a girl and strikes up a conversation by offering to buy a book for them, there is a lot better chance of that working out in their favor. If that was true, do you know how many guys you would be seeing at a fucking Barnes & Noble's on a Friday night? A bar? A club? When I went to the club, listen. When I went to the club, all right? I was expecting at the end of the night, I'm be getting some ass. I'm going to be drunk. I'd be in the car with my boys. We'd be like this. Here we go. Here we go. You don't do that when you're driving to the fucking bookstore. I don't know. I think I kind of get what this person is trying to say, but it's coming off pretty fucking stupid. There's a lot better chance of that working out in their favor. First, I think my biggest beef with this little paragraph is the whole people. Just say it. It should read, you know how guys buy drinks for girls in the fucking clubs? Well, why can't guys just do that in bookstores? That's what it should say. And even then, it still doesn't make it still doesn't make any fucking sense. Buy a book. Look, I'm all for reading. I'm all for books, All right. I hate those fucking, I don't like, you hear podcasts and they're like audible.com. I can't stand those fucking things. Read. You listening to a podcast is one thing, but listening to someone read you a fucking book, read the, open a goddamn book. Are we that lazy? That people got to fucking read to us? You're adults. Are you 3 years old? Someone reading to you? Jesus Christ. Back to this stupid paragraph. I'm firing on all cylinders right now. This is just really, I don't know what this was. This really just struck a fucking nerve. If someone walks up to a girl and strikes up a conversation by offering to buy a book for them. Ladies, now this is a question for the ladies. Would that work? How would that work? How would that conversation go? If he was a smooth gentleman, I would expect that would probably come off pretty cool. Guy comes up, offers to buy you a book. Let's play. You know what? This is the problem. It's two different things. You know, the environment of a bookstore. You're comparing the environment of a bookstore to an environment of a bar. Okay. A female goes to a bar with all her friends. She's expecting they're going to dance. They're going to go shake their ass. They're expecting to get a couple of free drinks from gentlemen. Right? Ladies, am I right? Or am I wrong? Or am I talking out of line? Huh? Why am I asking you this when I'm recording a podcast? Well, tweet it. Right? Fucking send me a tweet. Let me know. Is that, what do you expect? When you go, ladies, when you go to a club, you got three of your girlfriends, you go out, what are you expecting? Are you expecting a good conversation with a gentleman? Are you expecting some penis at the end of the night? Right? Because that's what guys are doing. Not penis, but vagina. That's what we're expecting. That's the goal. Seriously, that's the goal of going to the bar. When I used to go to the clubs with my boys, if a chick was coming over my house, or if she was going over to my apartment to get, for some ass, I wasn't going to the club. I'd be like, bro, never mind, I'm straight. I don't need to go. I'm staying home. Does that go for the same for ladies? Is that the same goal? Or are you just going there just to have a couple of drinks, just dance with your friends, and then that's it? I just need to know. I'm very, very curious. Very curious. Now I'm actually glad I read this stupid thing. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. And what does it mean by there's a lot better chance of that working out in their favor? Is that trying to say that your life would be better? Like you'll end up finding a better guy at a bookstore than at a bar. Yeah, you know what? I could probably, you know, I'll give you 1 point for that. I'll give you 1 point. Yeah, now that you think about it, yeah, I'm sure some of you, back to the ladies, I'm sure some of you are with the guy right now because, you know, you're probably a little drunk, right? Had a couple of too many shots, right? Now you're stuck with him. Ended up pregnant, both of you guys drunk, you know, one night stand. You figured, fuck it. Right? I'm talking to you, ladies. And the guys, I'll talk to you too, huh? Drinking. You go home with this chick. Condom breaks. You think you could get at least 3 more pumps in? No. Now you got a baby now. Now you're stuck. You should have went to the bookstore. and looked for a nice, wholesome young lady. That's what you should have did. Now you're stuck with this fucking whore that you found in the fucking club. If you enjoyed that and want to hear more, you know, you want to hear more obnoxious thoughts and opinions, you can subscribe and download future episodes and past episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Just search for the Rain Man Podcast, and you should see me pop up right there. The Rain Man presents The Obvious Opinion. All right, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at The Rain Man Pod.